Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tony Perkins of Family Research Council issued an article saying military at ease after trans ban survives. We're going to be talking about this issue in the military on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Council. Well, you know, the issue started last year, 2016, with President Obama and his Secretary of Defense, where they wanted to sexualize and use as a social engineering experiment the military of all places that needs to be ready and able to do battle anywhere in the world to protect us here as well as abroad. And they wanted to use the military to push the LGBT agenda. Well, under President Donald Trump, he reversed that so-called transgender ban, and they will ultimately stop allowing transgenders and also stop allowing people who haven't gone to a certain level already under the Obama edict to have these so-called sex change surgeries and medical treatment. The primary issue, Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense James Mattis have said, is military readiness. It's good news that, again, we're focusing on the basics, military readiness and unit cohesion, Matt.
Yeah, and Congress has set the record. They've passed the $700 billion National Defense Authorization Act for the 56th consecutive year in a row. And part of this is going to implement, or not even implement, it's just going to return to the status quo, the pre-Obama dictate that would have placed men in women's showers and barracks alongside your daughters and my daughters, violating their safety, violating their privacy rights. And President Trump has promised that will not be the case. And there are, of course, Democrats and liberal Republicans that are none too happy about this. But this stuff is common sense, isn't it, Matt?
It is. You know, again, since 56 consecutive years, we have passed the National Defense Authorization Act. In this article, it says it goes all the way back to the time when gas was 27 cents a gallon. So, you know, this has been going on for a long time. But this year of all years, out of the 56 years, this year of all years, there was a question as to whether it would pass. And so you had liberal senators, Kristen Gillibrand, Democrat from New York, and Susan Collins, Republican from Maine. They both threatened to ultimately cause problems about the president's transgender policy, where he went back to status quo. And they were ultimately threatening
to hold the military hostage.
To hold the military hostage.
Have they ever been in the military?
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
I doubt it.
I mean, they're having to cut back for equipment that they need. We need to focus on the priorities of increasing their pay and missile defense and better equipment and more troops. You know, when you've got people running around who can't decide what gender they are, they don't need to be in the military. They're not ready to defend our country.
Yeah, Gillibrand, this Democrat from New York, said, our military is strongest when it represents the nation it serves. Well, you know what? The nation it serves is the American people, and it's not to be a social engineering experiment for the LGBT few that ultimately want to use American taxpayer dollars to fund, frankly, dangerous and objectionable surgeries. You can't change your DNA. You cannot change male and female. You can go through plastic surgery, just like if you wanted to change some facial features. You can take these dangerous drugs that ultimately cause health consequences, but you still are male and female.
And don't expect taxpayers to pay for that.
Well, that's it. And under Obama's radical anti-military agenda, using as a petri dish for San Francisco-style social experimentation, taxpayers, we were going to be on the hook for starting down a $3.7 billion road for the next 10 years of transgender surgery. So think about it. Not only would they open up the showers and the restrooms, they are incenting those who are gender confused, those who struggle with gender dysphoria a mental illness, they're opening the floodgates and saying, hey, you want free, and nothing is free, you want taxpayer-funded mutilation surgery that will cosmetically, you want, you know, plastic cosmetic surgery, join the military, and you and I, Matt, and you, Holly, and the rest of the American people are going to pay for this unconscionable, immoral mutilation.
No, thank you.
And thankfully, President Trump is reversing this $3.7 billion tab.
Yeah, almost 60% of the active military personnel that were polled had a negative opinion of the decision to allow transgender troops to serve openly. And more than half of that group said that the policy change was having a terrible effect on military morale. In other words, the article says it was unpopular, unproductive, and unreasonably expensive. And yet, though Obama administration wanted to push this through, President Trump just reversed it back to the status quo. Not everybody who applies for the military is eligible to serve in the military for a variety of reasons. You've got to be fit and capable of being in a rigorous program where you're literally putting your life and you're defending the lives of your colleagues in these difficult and dire situations. Fortunately, Holly, a majority of the GOP leaders arrived at this same conclusion. They refused the Gillibrand-Collins Amendment. They didn't allow it to gain steam. And the Senate ultimately passed the National Defense Authorization Act by a vote of 89-8 without even debating a return to the demoralizing transgender Obama policy.
Well, you know, praise God on that, because they give of themselves. They are priceless, I believe, because they many times sacrifice their lives, and their families also give a sacrifice when they give their lives to defend us. So they're not something to be messed around with. They're not something to be experimented with. We need to honor them and protect them.
You know, in a different military, but it's the same with other men and women of the military. It's just a recent story that I heard, and it's a story I shared on Faith and Freedom about the IDF young person by the name of Amir, the Israeli Defense Forces military person. In 2012, of course, Gaza was launching rockets into Israel, and he was part of a brigade that was going to go into Gaza. That's a place that's run by Hamas. And this is what men and women in the military face. The commander told the group before they were going into Gaza, he said, you look around, some of you will never come back alive. Mm. So some of your colleagues will be killed in this invasion or this defensive measure where they're trying to stop the rockets from going into Israel. Some of you will come back missing a limb. But we're all going to go in together. We're all going to be together. I mean, this is the stuff we're talking about. To be cohesive and having morale, and you shouldn't have your mind distracted. Fortunately, in that situation, November 2012, as they were ready to walk in, knowing that some of them would never return, or that they would return disabled or maimed, missing body parts, Netanyahu called off the group because they had entered a ceasefire. This is the kind of thing that's sobering when you think about the military. And this is why the military needs to be ready.
So Obama's radical, extremist, sexual anarchist, transgender policy placed the lives of men and women in the military at risk. It threatened our national security. And now, thankfully, with the passage of the NDAA, they can focus on the real priorities. Increased pay for these brave men and women.
Right.
Missile defense.
Better equipment.
More troops. All of these kinds of things that the military needs to be focusing on, not this insanity.
Yeah, and you know, this issue is going to come back again and again. There's a razor-thin margin in the Senate of Republicans over Democrats. There's a difference in the House, but of course there's people on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, as I mentioned, the Gillibrand Democrat, Collins Republican, that were trying to push this policy of transgender in the military. It's not going to go away. So we need to continue to monitor it. We have an office in Washington, D.C., one block from the Capitol, where we work with the members of Congress. I encourage you to get involved. To make your voice known, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Go down to the bottom of that front page, and you see the emails there. You can sign up for the Liberty Alert, which gives you our press releases for Liberty Counsel. You can also then click on the grassroots email, and that will give you the opportunity to sign up for grassroots action emails where your voice can be heard to members of Congress on these and other issues for Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, our sister ministry. and Christians in Defense of Israel, as well as others such as Liberty Relief International, our international humanitarian relief ministry. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, plug into Liberty Council, and support Liberty Council with your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community, lc.org.